The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Glad that you could join us, sir.
I've come to evade the NXT cast. I'm doing my
creative ideas. We're fine.
I'm on my edge shit this week. Come to shows, popping up like.
Yes, get all three of your checks.
Checks.
Yeah, appearance fees.
Listen. Don the Matt Hardy of this thing. He keeping all my earnings.
30%. Not the 360 deals. Damn, Don. 360 deals here too. Shit.
Yes, I got three. Yes. Don, like it. I'm keeping all your money. He said I'm coming for your ass cap and BMI. So I'm like, no publisher, yeah. No nothing.
All your stimmy check going right to Don.
Don's like, I'm sure knighting all of y'all up in the CSPN.
Yeah, that's that money Matt Hardy contract I got everybody signed to.
Yeah.
Unless you're smart like Adam Page is. Switch it out.
Well, we're impromptu, so we might as well just let the people know you're listening to the NXT cast. I got Miss Simi, my regular co-host. We're joined by Mo to the underscore Reese, special guest, and I'm your host, Don Delarente. We're here to talk about the black and gold brand of NXT. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the podcast through the WrestleCast Network. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast - the CSPN. Subscribe to the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you'll get the NXT cast, the Raw cast, SmackDown Matters, and the WrestleCast and Cast of Strong Style in your feeds each and every week. So it is time. It is time for another takeover. That's being called.
Hold on. Mo Meltzer wants to interject. News early? Yeah. We got some. I'm gonna bring the Mo Meltzer segment to the NXT cast. Okay. So probably wondering why. Well, a lot of us probably don't care, but they said Triple H did a call for the takeover this weekend. And the question came up, hey, why is the Velveteen Dream on television?
Oh.
Yeah. So apparently, it's I guess from what Triple H says, a physical thing, so to speak. He the whole thing with the investigation with him, Patrick Clark denied any wrongdoing, and Triple H said that WWE didn't find anything that was wrong. So they said, Triple H said it's more like a physical thing. So I guess basically he might need to get himself in shape, but he's still on the roster. He's still wrestling.
So he's still employed, basically, is what he's saying.
He's still employed.
His back might not, you have back issues. When you have back surgery, you never really recover 100%. So yeah, that's probably what it is more. He probably just needs more rehab.
Yeah. And then do we want to talk about Mia and Keith Lee engagement, even though they were here on NXT?
They're graduates.
So they announced their engagement, Mia and Yim flashing the rock on social media.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Keith Lee spending all that main roster money.
look, he said, listen, I'm getting main roster money. Lock this down.
Cue the Jagged Edge, even though that's a terrible song for a proposal. Like,
well, let's get married.
No younger. Yeah, we ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it. Excuse me? Is
The remix went hard, though. The remix definitely went hard with Reverend Rondo. You know, but they went hard, though.
The lyrics. I'm like, really? It's not because of love? Because we might as well do it? Bitch, we're not going to Burger King.
Listen, I was telling Dawn we was talking on the broadcast. When they had that SmackDown when Teddy Long got married, they was sitting there, they performing, and they like waving their hands in the air all in unison.
Dancing too.
Right. I'm sitting there just watching this, like, this is really happening on TV. Like, they really having this wedding segment on TV with Jagged Edge.
Don't worry. Yeah, I saw a clip of that, like, come on my Twitter. Like, I was just like, I don't remember this. This is amazing. You see that track out here with his bandana just swaying, singing along. I was like, yes.
This is the wrestling content that I love the WWE for. I mean, you bring it Jagged Edge to sing that at a wedding, and Teddy Long talks about, I love you. I was like,
I love it. That's what I'm here for.
That's why you know, it's always good to go back to WWE Network and just watch those classic craziness that we've all come to love. You know, I always go back and watch that segment, just to get my laugh on, because everybody just sitting there. Vince was actually into it too. I'm like, come on.
Listen, it's the vocals, it's the harmonies.
Vince is sitting there just waving his hands. I was like, oh man, this is. This is great stuff.
Well, what's also going to be great stuff is the Vengeance Day Takeover Sunday night, Valentine's Day. So, you know, it's still a pandemic, folks. So don't be trying to set up no dinners at Morton's or Ruth Chris. Use the hashtag
Uber Eats or Grubhub and watch you some Takeover Vengeance.
That's right. And
you out of the Cheesecake Factory.
And use the hashtag HBKcast to share your commentary.
That's what we're going with?
Yep, that's what we're going to go with.
All right.
Yeah, because it's got to be a Valentine's Day theme, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's down there with it. He's down there in NXT, so hey, he's part of creative.
So now that means that we get to play Who You Got as we preview the card for this Sunday starting at 7 p.m. Again, the hashtag HBKcast. So share your commentary with color on NXT TakeOver using the hashtag. So first up, we got the Grizzled Young Veterans and MSK fighting it out in the finals of the Men's Dusty Rhodes Classic. So Miss Simi, I'm going to ask you, who you got?
As much as I love my new flippy shit team, MSK, I think Grizzly Young Veterans are going to take it.
All righty. Mr. Mo to the _ Reese. MSK, Grizzled Young Veterans. Who you got?
You know what? This was a tough one, but I'm definitely going with the new kids on the block. MSK all the way.
All right. I'm with Miss Simi. I have been on the Grizzled Young Veterans ever since last year. Really 3 years ago when they first won the NXT UK Tag Team titles. I really like Zach Gibson a lot. And James Drake has improved a lot as well since the last time I really got a chance to see him on a consistent basis. So I'm going with the Grizzled Young Veterans. On the women's side of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Tournament, we have Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez facing off against Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart. So Mo to the _, who you got?
So I went with the faces in the men, so I'm going to go with the heels here, Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez.
All right. Miss Simi, who you got?
I'm going with my girls, Rakai. I don't know what their tag team name is, so I'm going with Dakota and Raquel. Rakai. That's what they're called.
Well, everybody knows how I play this game. I play to win. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking Ember and Shotzi Blackheart as the winners. And for myself, this should be a good match, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it will be. Definitely will be.
And what has been one of the most entertaining builds, I can't wait till we review this episode in full. Johnny Gargano is going to take on Kushida for
my the goodness.
North American Johnny, we title. I'm going to start this one off, and I'm going to say Marty McFly Jr., a.k.a. Kushida, is going to be our new North American title holder after this particular match. Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, who you got?
I'm going with Johnny Doctor something. I'm going with Johnny Gargano.
Mr. Takeover?
Yes, Johnny Takeover. He's a lot of things. Johnny, a lot of things. Just Johnny insert. Right. I'm going to talk about that as well, too, because this guy has definitely has really shown that he's great at this wrestling thing.
Miss Simi? Johnny Gargano?
I'm going with Kushida.
Alright. Yeah, I said Kushida was out here in his Luke Harper tribute gear this week.
He was.
I love jeans, Kushida. Every time. Too ready to beat ass in some stretch jeans. I'm here for it. Do it.
Yeah, he got something to do, you know, because at first he was like lost in the sauce, but now he really got something to do, so this is good for him.
Right, right.
Great meme material.
Oh, yes.
Do you have an appointment?
That was hilarious last week.
Mercedes Martinez, Toni Storm, and Io Shirai are going to have a triple threat match for the NXT women's title. Miss Simi, who you got?
This is hard. Ah, damn it. I'm riding with my girl Io.
All right.
I gotta stay true.
Champ retains. Mo to the underscore Reese, who you got?
So I'm once again thank you both for the breakdown last week about EO, but I'm going with Toni Storm and AKA Toni Cakes, Toni Time, all of that.
That's why it's hard because I love her.
Right. I definitely can't wait to see get that main roster call up. Woo!
In the fashions, I'm here for the fashions.
You see how that? I'm telling you, she's like, well, what's the girl name on the main roster? Riot Squad girl.
Ruby? Liv?
No, the other one.
Liv Morgan?
How Liv Morgan was when she first came there, and Liv Morgan was kind of lost in the sauce, but Toni Storm definitely has taken it up a notch.
I'm going to go with EO as well. You know we stand for EO on this show.
Sure do.
I'm going to continue to ride that train. So Io Shirai should retain. And then in the main event of the evening, Pete Dunne challenging Benjamin Balor for the NXT title.
That's his name. Benjamin Lee Balor.
I hear that.
I'm going to pick the champ in this particular matchup, Finn Balor. He's on a roll right now. It's going to be a hell of a match, but I don't see Pete Dunne pulling off the upset. But they're going to beat the hell out of each other. Miss Simi, who you got?
Oh, you know. Come on. As much as I love Orange Pete, love you. Love you so much. One day you're going to smile. Finn Balor, come on. If I pick somebody else, I'm being kidnapped. Come on.
And Mo to the underscore Reese, your final selection, sir, Pete Dunne or Finn Balor?
Definitely going to be Pete Dunne because it's Bruiserweight, Team Bruiserweight over on this side.
All right. There you have it, our preview for this week's NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day. Be sure to vote on our Twitter polls on Sunday morning up until the time of the show to let us know who you got on the matchups this weekend.
The Cruiserweight should be on here.
Yeah, they've been neglecting the old Cruiserweight title on the TakeOvers. That's been a big hole lately. Because you're right, Escobar is a champion that deserves to be on a TakeOver.
He does.
Like, what the hell, man? Put some respect on the Cruiserweight.
For real. I'm like, he held the title. He held the title for a good minute too. So it's like,
yeah,
like I'm defended.
Come on now, he got the suits. He has the hair. He has the promo. He has the wrestling skills. What are you doing? I bet, I swear, if they take it off him and put it on Karrion Kross and then they put that shit on the TakeOver. Ooh, why did I get an accent? I don't know. But racism.
So we start the night with MSK advancing to the finals of the Dusty Classic with a win over Joaquin Wild and Raul Mendoza of El Legado del Fantasma. They hit that heart attack blockbuster, their finishing move. Did it meet your flippy shit quota?
Of course it did. They flipped everywhere. Yes.
They did that moonsault pushover thing off the apron onto the floor this week.
I saw that. I was like, yo, you will kill yourself, but yo, he nailed it though. So.
Right. I was like, don't do it. I'm scared. I'm scared. Every time they do it, it's gonna give me a heart attack, but I love it. Especially on the apron, which, did you know the apron is the hardest part of the ring? Thanks, AEW. You say that every time.
Nia Jax know that. Another NXT graduate, she knows about that hard apron, so hey.
I hope her hole is
okay. Listen to the Raw cast, folks.
Never gonna get over it, I'm telling you.
No, we're not.
We get a Mercedes Martinez vignette promo on a triple threat championship match this Sunday at TakeOver Vengeance.
Definitely like how they built this up.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like, I definitely like how they built this up. See, NXT just has it. They just have it. They just know how to do the builds. They know how to set the matches up.
You know why? Because it's wrestling people down there. It ain't no creative writers up there.
Nope. We got wrestling. You see the wrestlers down there. You see the old school wrestling heads down there. So we know what it is. Mm-hmm. They put together a wrestling show.
Xia Li squashes Cora James with a kick to the head. Little Team Sunshine run out there before the match. They trying to be like, hey, Xia, yo, what's up with this new attitude? So especially Caden Carter questions the woman in the chair.
I was like, when she went up there, was like, who are you? What did you do to her? Right. I was like, no.
I'm like, you don't fuck with homunculi. What are you doing? If you guys have ever seen Full Metal Alchemist, you'll understand. But like, no, this bitch is an otherworldly being. Get out of her face, Caden.
Yeah, and then Xia Li promptly tossed her off of the stage. And then the lady grabbed Boa by the throat and wouldn't let him go until Xia Li went in and took care of Casey Catanzaro as well. She gave her a spin kick to the dome, laid her out. And
basically
sunshine all up in the videos.
So that's who Xia Li was feuding with before they went off during that training session.
Right.
But that's what she was feeding with. So it's kind of going back to that. And I'm like, and then Caden just had to get up in that woman's face. I was like,
Caden, no.
She came up in her face. I was like, oh no. She all up in the video. I was like, yeah, she definitely was.
I was like, where are your instincts? Instincts of color. You don't do this. Do you see this lady? Stop. She looks like the girl from the ring. Get out of her face. Move.
Come on, so what are you doing? What did you do to her? And I was like, you about to get beat, and here comes Xia off of her.
Exactly. I'm like, did you not see the vignettes we were seeing? She tortured her until she can't feel pain anymore. move before she does the same to you.
William Regal does a quick little promo about Vengeance, the takeover, and then he opens his door, and I was like, who the hell is this in his office? I first thought
you
it was
know
Tony.
Who it was.
At first I thought it was Tony Storm. I was like, is that Tony Storm? And then I looked again and I was like, oh, that's Scarlett. So Scarlett is in Regal's office. She tells him that Santos Escobar's time is up and they want a match next week, and Regal obliges. Basically, she was like, he's like, what are you doing here? He's like, basically, I'm here because if he came, it wouldn't be pretty. So,
and she was just sitting on that desk very seductively, and I was like, whoa.
You saw how Regal was like, looking.
Right?
Right.
He had that risk it all in his eyes. Kind of like when those players be talking to Taylor Rooks. They be having a hint of that risk it all in their eyes.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's a
he's a reporter.
Yeah.
Oh.
She does
NBA. Sports really, but mostly NBA.
Yeah
just look her up. And then do a Google search.
Do a Twitter search. Yeah. Or Google search.
Yeah, hello. This blue and this yellow. Hello, lady. Ooh. I understand. Ooh, hello. I would understand. I would also risk it all.
Look at Simi acting up.
I see a picture of her in this fine-ass red dress. Ma'am, please.
Yeah, I think that's the one that broke Instagram that one time.
Right.
I understand why.
Me too.
Okay, so here comes the second best part of this whole show. The Way comes out. They're all here. Johnny Gargano is in a, as Wade Barrett put it, he can't walk due to a broken arm.
Oh my goodness, this is so good.
He says, due to the attack from Kushida last week, he can't compete at TakeOver. Basically, he says he's in that wheelchair because he's a power walker and he walks with his arms and he can't move his arm. So, thus, he needs the wheelchair.
Oh, man.
I'm a great power walker. I use my arms all the time.
Okay, so let's start back at the beginning. Once they come down the aisle, and then Candace and Indy lift the wheelchair into the ring, and then Austin Theory picks him up like he's somebody's 80-year-old grandma out of the wheelchair, lifts him up over the top rope and puts him down back in the wheelchair. So Johnny's cutting this promo. He's like, let's go to the screen and see what Kushida did to me last week. Turn me towards the screen. You know, he's still explaining about how, he's this is TakeOver. He hates to miss TakeOver because, of course, he is Johnny TakeOver and everything of that sort. That's when Regal comes out and says, Johnny was medically cleared yesterday and he needs to stop playing these games. Johnny puts up an x-ray, but Regal says, that's not even for the right arm. The x-ray has an R on it. That means right. You got a sling on your left arm. And so he starts questioning them like, hey, what's the name of the bone that you broke and all this stuff? And
he's like, it's you for D.
he's like, ooh, I look like Johnny Doctor Guy. Regal says that Austin. He tells Gargano that Austin Theory can step in and defend the title tonight in his match versus Kushida, or he could just strip Johnny of the title. Johnny says he needs a few weeks to rehab. He says he wants to wrestle Kushida. He wants to defend the title, but he just can't do it in this situation. Regal says, whatever they decide, they need to see what Kushida wants to do. And he kind of like points down to the ring, and Johnny's like, what are you pointing this way for? And I don't know how long he'd been standing there, but Kushida done snuck in and he's just standing up.
Right. Them.
And then he punches Austin Theory in the face, gives him the baseball punch. Then he snatches the title from Johnny, who of course gets out of the wheelchair and his arm comes out of the sling. Johnny then knocks Johnny over the wheelchair as Indy Hartwell holds Candace back.
Now that was hilarious. He went over the knock hit him and knocked him over, and we went over the wheelchair, and then Candace tried to fight him and he's holding her back.
That was like when Shawn Michaels super kicked Vince over the wheelchair that time. You remember that?
Yes.
Oh my god. The way he fell back was so funny. Oh my god. I love this promo so much. The way he was like, "Who's that talking? Wait, turn me that way. I can't see him."
Yeah, man, this was hilarious. This was one of the best go home promos angles I've ever seen in a long, long time. This was this hit all the marks. I know people are like, "Cause she didn't, Johnny. They needs to be serious, cause you know." But you know, it shouldn't be should be building a title match based off of just comedy. But oh man, this was good stuff right here.
This was, everybody just played that role to the T and everything. It was just so great.
Yes, it was.
And Candace so just trying to fight him, and Indy holding her back. You can see this little woman just swinging her arms, her arms and legs, trying to get at Kushida.
It was the best. Oh my god, I love everything about this segment. Johnny can stay on NXT as long as he wants because he knows how to reinvent himself.
Yes.
And like whether it's a babyface or a heel, and he also like brings other people up with him because this the way thing has been the best thing for Candace and also for Indy too.
Yeah,
and Austin Theory.
It's like you know, they go to the main roster. It's kind of glad they didn't the whole main roster thing didn't work out because it wouldn't have been the same thing. So I'm just glad that this is what we're getting, and this is just great content. I'm thoroughly enjoying myself.
When he called himself Johnny Doctor Guy, and then like the audience was chanting Johnny Wheelchair, and then Austin Theory was like covering his ears. And then when they chanted, "You deserve it," he was like, "I didn't deserve that. How dare you? Why would you say that to me?"
He's like, Kushida broke my arm. He's like, "Now I can't walk. Now I'm in a wheelchair. And you know I hate wheels. So this is just all bad."
You see, everything played into it. So this is just like, this is great.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
That leads us into Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon advancing to the finals of the Women's Dusty Classic with a win over Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell.
Come on, get the punch right now. Candice LeRae worried about survival. Oh, look at that. Tag team offense. Moon now into the cover, and Indy Hartwell in at the last possible moment. And now all four women in the ring.
Little bit of chaos falling apart here, but again, Hartwell finding that opening.
Oh, pump kick right under the jaw. And the ring quickly trying to follow up and give credit to the way they were able to weather the early storm.
Yeah, I'm impressed with Indy Hartwell putting herself on the line consistently to help her team. That is incredible teamwork there from LeRae and Indy Hartwell.
Hartwell and LeRae now maybe putting the finishing touches on Ember Moon. Is this what it's going to take to advance to the finals?
The look of shock on Hartwell's face matches my own.
And another tag made. Back in comes Candice LeRae and Ember Moon. Right now, just almost collapsing now. I mean, Moon trying to get over there. There's no one for Ember Moon to tag as Hartwell comes her off of the pass. Oh, Hartwell inadvertently hit LeRae.
Bumper cars in the corner and Shotzi Blackheart back on her feet and in the ring.
Insiguri taking out Hartwell. Blackheart back to her feet, and this is just pure adrenaline. This is what it means to Blackheart to make history.
And Blackheart looking to take LeRae to the ball pit, but again, LeRae stopping her short.
These two women know each other so very well as another tag was made. Back in comes Hartwell.
Tag's coming thick and fast at this point.
A wicked stepsister, Hartwell, into the elbow drop. The way, this could be it. Are we going to the finals? And Moon just broke the count up. Who will be the final team to advance to the finals? Blackheart rolls through, shoulders down. Hartwell able to roll through. Quickly, both superstars back to their feet. Blackheart sights her sets, high knee under the jaw. Big DDT!
Second rope assisted DDT. Indi Hartwell clearly having no clue where she's at right now.
Say that again, and now Candice LeRae again gets caught with a vicious kick by Blackheart. The Eclipse!
Viciously applied!
Blackheart looking down.
Top rope center.
But Hartwell.
From Shotzi Blackheart. Hartwell tried to protect her, but she's legal.
She is legal. Blackheart into the cover. Blackheart advanced to the finals.
Here are your winners, the T-Ball, Ember Moon, and Shotzi Blackheart.
Really love the ambition of the tandem offense from both teams in this match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really love this match. I really like how both of them work together. Maybe Ember might not like to hear this, but she will thrive in like a women's tag team like situation. Like mm-hmm. She's cool on her own, but like in a tag team, she can't speak as much. Which helps her. Which only helps her.
Showing
because listen, her promos, I was like, zip, zip, no. But together on that little tank, and then they had like the little matching like eye freaking thunder shit that they it was good.
Oh yeah, the Ziggy Stardust face paint.
Yes. I need them to bring the ladies tag team belts to NXT because I feel like they would treat them better.
You may get your wish.
I'm real interested. This would be real interesting how they this would be. Who wins this and going up against Nia and Shayna?
Because then they finally free Shayna to go up against Naomi or Asuka.
Right. Look, get them out these bad tag teams, everything. Because it's like Asuka was in a horrible tag team with Charlotte, and now it's like we're gonna free Shayna from this as well too.
Bring it to NXT. I think they would treat them better. Then you can have more NXT people also going to SmackDown or Raw, like how Bayley and Sasha came down there.
Right. You
know, spread the wealth a little bit.
Yeah, the titles are supposed to be, you know, defended on all three brands. So it seems like, you know, they should do that every month. Just basically like build up a program. Okay, we got a Raw program. We got a SmackDown program. Mm-hmm. We got an NXT program. And just kind of keep going around the loop, you know, like that. Think that would be very intriguing and add a lot to the women's division.
Bring some prestige to those belts because they deserve it.
After the match, Raquel and Dakota come out to go face to face with Shotzi and Ember. Regal comes out and says that the winners will receive a future women's tag team title match.
Did we know
so
that?
Elimination Chamber. So you got Fastlane and WrestleMania. So, you know.
I wouldn't be mad to see an NXT team get a chance at it on WrestleMania.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of talk. They talk about having an NXT championship being defended at WrestleMania. So might keep a lookout for that as well, too.
Yeah. Because it's WrestleMania tonight, so they can do it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if they're gonna have a takeover. Normally it'd be a takeover Hall of Fame WrestleMania. So that weekend will be packed anyway, so
Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa, they cut a promo on facing the grizzled young veterans for the right to go to the finals of the Dusty Classic. We called them Old Man Ciampa and Toothless Thatcher.
Oh boy.
Well,
I knew something was up with this match, but I'll let you know when we get there. We get a Santos Escobar promo, and he gets interrupted by Wild and Mendoza, who are like, "Oh man, we're sorry, we disappointed you."
And so he was basically like,
"Nah, man, y'all good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to make it up to me. Here's what y'all can do." He says it's time to pay Karrion Kross a visit and to make sure that he doesn't make it to next week.
So he wants them to die. hey, show him that Damian Priest footage from when he's in like NXT, and that's going to be the future of those two right there.
Oh. Kushida. Oh, excuse me. We had a Pete Dunne and Finn Balor vignette on their NXT title match this Sunday. Basically, it was just, you know, detailing the whole story. Pete Dunne, Finn Balor, very good here. Pete Dunne with some nice little quips in the sit-down part of the promo. So definitely getting you hype for this Sunday. Then Kushida gets a win by disqualification over Austin Theory when Johnny Gargano super kicked Kushida to break up the cross arm breaker that Kushida had applied on the apron. Yeah, that was a rough was a rough super kick.
I mean, he caught him way. I was like, ooh.
Right. Speaking of other rough, when Candace did that suicide dive out
She almost did a Shotzi.
Yeah, I was like, wow, for one, Shotzi's not the one that gave me a goddamn heart attack.
Like, I said, y'all understand y'all trying to be amazed and everything, but y'all gotta stop trying to kill yourselves.
Right. Relax, please.
So they begin to beat down Kushida until Dexter Lumis grabs Austin Theory and pulls him under the ring. Johnny
thinks he's guardian angel.
Johnny thinks he's saving Austin Theory, but he's actually pulling Dexter Lumis out from under the ring. Kushida then has like he's beating down Austin Theory. So like Johnny Gargano like runs around Dexter Lumis to go back in and try to save Austin Theory. Well, Lumis comes back in the ring, and then that's when Kushida put Johnny in the hoverboard lock, and then Austin Theory got put in the silencer by Dexter Lumis, and that was the end of that. They did the DIY reach out and grab each other's
hands, exactly,
type thing, and then Austin Theory went to sleep.
Sure did. Yo, Johnny, when he ran around freaking Dexter Lumis, I died again. Oh my God, it was so funny. Because he kind of like, when he went near, he kind of like did like the tiptoe run and then like jumped onto the apron.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Freaking Luminous Lumis. I guess he's just a freaking baby face guardian angel. Because every time a baby face is in trouble, here he comes.
He was under the ring. I was like, here comes. I said, Dexter Lumis is going to come out that ring. Out there, underneath that ring.
Yep. As soon as he went, I was just like, here he goes. Here he is, Dexter Lumis.
He just shows up. when he's not painting caricatures of superstars, he's just creeping in it somewhere in the background.
Just waiting to be a hero.
We get a Toni Storm vignette. Triple threat match this Sunday. Basically, she says that, you know, she sat here on the beach 5 months ago, told everybody how it was going to go, and everything has been according to plan. Then she talks about how, you know, Mercedes is just getting in people's business and shouldn't be doing that. And then she addresses EO and she's like, yeah, EO says she doesn't like me. I wouldn't like me either if every time we wrestled I lost. So she basically was like, you know, I got her number, so this is going to be easy work for me on Sunday.
She talking trash.
Shit. I was like, well, damn, girl. I like this promo because it adds more layers to it.
Yeah, it does. It builds it up.
Yeah. She's like, I'm kind of like the obstacle that EO can get over, so I like that a lot.
All right.
I'm just sitting here watching like, dang, I can't wait for this match on Sunday.
Like, please.
We get an Imperium vignette. They're basically explaining each member's role in the group. And of course, they ended off with Imperium. The mat is sacred.
They include Walter in this?
Yes, they did. They had him. He wasn't there, but they had him, you know, they had his picture and they talked about him. And then he was the one who said at the end, is sacred. It was his voice.
Okay, because there's been talk about him coming back to NXT.
To main NXT?
I believe so.
Oh, wow. You know who needs to come back to main NXT? The God, Tyler Bate.
Right.
The Englishman?
Yes. Irishman? No, this little small English guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The man who's got more 5-star matches at 24 years old than Seth Rollins has in his whole career.
Well, Damn. What's Seth Rollins has? Why you bring him here? What did he have to do with it?
Well, he was like there, but then it was like, you know, pandemic hit, so you know, folks over there in NXT UK and everything. So
yeah.
But he had a couple of good matches. I think they had him and Pete Dunne had a match for the title for the UK title on a takeover some years ago.
Yeah, so that was one of his 5-star matches. He's got a tag team 5-star match as well. Undisputed Era against Mustache Mountain on NXT TV in the summer of 2018. It's an all-time classic. If you've never watched that match, go back and watch it. It is just fantastic. We go to the back. We see Wild and Mendoza laid out in the back. Karrion Kross tells Escobar, when you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. Escobar, your time is up. Tick tock.
Leave him alone, white man.
Oh boy.
I told you it was where I was like, listen, I said you set them up for danger. take him out. I was like, do you know what Karrion Kross do to people?
I thought they were your friends.
I said you must not like them, do you?
I guess not. Are you trying to punish them? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, this was a bad look for the boys. I don't know. Don't you know that Karrion Kross, you need a weapon. You need more than just yourself when you come running up against him.
You think you just go run up on him by just no weapons, just your hands and feet, and you go come away, you know, victorious?
No, you go borrow that barbed wire fucking bat that John Moxley has. Like,
you better have some weapons with you.
Some.
They have a ladder, you know, the ring bell. So you might need some Kindle sticks, something.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to try to contain myself on this next segment.
Let's get into it, because when I saw this, I said Dawn is going to flip when he see this, and
dude, I was crying. Well, hold on.
Let's talk about how he pulled up.
So it's like the production was messing up, because you heard the car rev and you heard the beep, and it was like they were in the arena. Then you heard it again, and it's like, well, let's go outside and see who this is. So all of a sudden, you see this white Lamborghini pulling up, and I'm thinking, Bad Bunny that came to NXT? What?
Right? You better make a round.
But no, it's my man, Cameron Grimes. He's back. He's driving a Lamborghini. He's added a little vest to his some long pants and some good looking boots to his outfit, and he's handing out $100 bills. He's just passing them out.
Parking lot.
So as soon as he before he even cut the promo, I say, hold up, he must have been invested in that GameStop AMC money.
The one time I wish I was in an NXT parking lot.
Right, exactly. The one time it wasn't dangerous to be in the parking lot.
Yeah, so Cameron Grimes is handing out $100 bills as he's making his way from the parking lot through the arena. He's giving money to cameraman. He's giving money to performers. He's just Daddy Warbucks. He cuts an in-ring promo and says while he was hurt, he found video games. And he was like, why should I wrestle when I could just play video games? And he was like, so then I needed some new video games, and I went into this little place called GameStop. And I went in there. He was like, man, I went in, those lights just hit different in there. And he was like, if there's something that Cameron Grimes needs to invest his money in, it's something like GameStop. And it went parabolic, or in other words, to the moon. He's like, I got so much money. I didn't even know what to do with it. He was like, and now they make this new money for dogs. She's like, he is like, so I went and got me some. He is like, I don't trust cats because if they got nine lives, then I know they ups to no good. So I went and got me some of this dog coin. I invested in that and now I'm richer than anybody. And he says, can't nobody tell him anything. He says, if money is power, then he has got it all. Because Regal, you think I'm a Russell Timothy Thatcher? Nope. Kiss my grits. You think I'm going to wrestle Loomis again? Nope. Kiss my grits. Think I'm going to be out here wrestling zombies? Uh-uh. Not going to happen. He's like, what did he say? He said, I'm so rich, it's not funny, it's hilarious or something. Hilarious, yeah.
Yo, oh my goodness. I say, y'all cannot wait to hear Dawn talk about this because I know he goes up for Cameron Grimes, but this was so entertaining. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. You entertain me, I'm definitely gonna fuck with you on that level. And that's what he did. He came in there with this flash of the money. I was like, he was on that GameStop.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
A lot of people have been slow to come around on Cameron Grimes, but there is no denying that if you watched NXT this week and you were kind of lukewarm about that dude, you definitely should have done a 180, and now he should be like one of your favorites.
That's what I'm just saying. It wasn't even about that. He was great wrestling and everything, but I was just like, I'm like, oh man, the Cameron Grimes has come up here messing up stuff, but he's entertaining. So, and I love that aspect of the wrestlers. You know, you entertaining, I'm definitely going to be like, I'm into it. And we came out there and was just talking all that. I was like, listen, I'm in there. I see what Dawn's talking about.
So funny. Ah, Mrs. Little Loud Ass. Miss you, Cameron.
Right.
He was coming back. The last week they announced he was coming back next week. And I was like, okay. And then he came back, pulling up in the new whip. I was like, who is this? in the all white car, just... He's like, I don't know how to park this evil.
Damian Priest is like, damn, I thought I was doing something with the Challenger. Hey, like, this was right. A Lambo?
He's like,
I got more money than Elon Musk. He's like, you know the dude who makes the spaceships? He's like, yeah, I just pulled up in one.
He said, I said, you know what? Whoever did this promo, kudos to you.
Oh my god,
this was everything.
I was so crying. I was laughing so hard at that this afternoon.
When he said the spaceship, I pulled up in one. I was like, yo, this is gold.
The old Kanye.
You know they make money for dogs? I was like, oh my god.
I was done. I said, we got a new $1 million man, and he's Cameron Grimes.
Took me out.
Yes.
Put Kiss My Grits on a t-shirt. I need it.
if he got a merch make, I'm definitely going to cop because this is what I'm talking about. This is what I love to be entertained. So if you entertain me, you know, if you can have your wrestling, you can do that thing too. But if you entertain me, I'm definitely gonna be all in. And this is what Cameron Grimes did. He came through with the entertainment, and I was like, yo, this got my attention. So you get my attention, you doing something good.
Yeah, his person. They just let him turn his personality up all the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he's like you said, he's a great wrestler. You know, his in-ring ability is not within question. But it seemed like that they were kind of stifling him. Like, you could see it was there, but they weren't letting him go all the way with it. They were still kind of holding it back a little bit.
And then they let him tie in the GameStop and the video games. I played video games, and he said, I found GameStop. I was like, I said,
because
as soon as he walked, I was like, he got that GameStop money.
He's like, I walked in GameStop. It's like, and then lights just hit different.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you won for the segment of the night, sir.
Yes, sir.
Like, look, Johnny, the way he had it up until Cameron Grimes came on the skin and just kicked the door open. He was just like, I got this.
Right. One of the underrated parts of the first Johnny promo in the wheelchair, where he was like, last week I was just minding my business trying to get Nat McKenzie fired.
Oh, you forgot about that.
Oh man.
Oh god.
He said real McKenzie.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened in my notes. Johnny Gargano does a promo with the real McKenzie Mitchell, and he says that Kushida better strap it on tight because it's TakeOver, and we all know that Johnny is Mr. TakeOver and he takes it to another level, so he better be ready.
Oh, so fun.
Oh my goodness. This is the NXT episode that I needed. This is the NXT episode that I needed because this gave me so much life.
Io Shirai does the final vignette on the triple threat match this Sunday. They let her speak in her native language, so you know it was more fluent. They had the captions. Basically, she was just like, you know, they want to challenge me. They want to try to knock me off the top, but you know, it ain't gonna happen. I'm still gonna be here.
Yeah, loved it. She was just like, Mercedes, it took you 20 years to get here. Great, you're gonna be waiting longer. She was like, Tony, I'm not the same bitch. Be prepared. I was like, yeah.
This is exactly what I like. They told the story in vignettes and everything throughout the show, so we had Mercedes Martinez first, they had Toni Storm, and they had EO Lex. So it's like they built that story, you know, in the show. So like this is what is needed, you know. You telling that story going forward,
right?
It's just tight and cohesive, and I love that. I love every time she comes, every time she's underwater. You see her swimming towards the camera. I'm like, yes, it's about to be on. Loved it. Love when they just let her speak in Japanese. Let these hoes read. It's fine. Do it.
I'm not reading. I don't know what you're saying.
And the Grizzled Young Veterans, they advanced to the finals of the Dusty Classic for the second year in a row with a win over Thatcher and Ciampa when Ciampa got hit with a Ticket to Mayhem. And Grizzled Young Veterans got the win. I knew something was up with this match because Ciampa had hair.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's really good with this? I said, last time I saw him with hair was when he did the Undertaker segment back years ago.
Right. But who is this man?
I'm like, who is this man? Who is he?
The story of this match was the Grizzled Young Veterans attacked them before the bell started, and they isolated Timothy Thatcher because they ran Ciampa into the ring steps neck first. And of course, we all know his real life history with his neck. So they had the medical team come out trying to test his strength, you know, see if he could go. And for the first half of the match, you know, it was basically a 2-on-1. Timothy Thatcher just trying to survive. I was nervous as hell when Ciampa took that fucking doomsday device. It's like, that man's got a broken neck.
They do a doomsday device. Oh my goodness. That's...
Damn. I'm like, I make fun of Ciampa all the time, but good Lord, don't break the man's neck again.
And that was doing the doomsday device. I was like, listen.
Where, you know, the whole purpose of the thing is to flip, and it's like anything bad can happen.
Please.
Jeez, when I was like, oh my goodness, you probably give all of us have all of us in the ICU watch this match.
Just nervous.
Exactly, man. It was crazy. I was like, man, every time Ciampa wrestles and they mess with his neck, I'm always like, don't do that. He's got a bad neck.
That's what they do with freaking Daniel Bryan every time. They do it all the time. They like mess. I'm like, if you don't stay away from that man's neck, I'm gonna hit you in the hand.
And then in a nice little touch, which we really haven't seen before, the commentators, Beth Phoenix, Vic Joseph, and Wade Barrett ran down all of the matches for Vengeance Day. And then we got like face-offs between all the competitors, which was really cool. It made it look like a boxing or UFC type deal.
Yeah,
which was really cool. And, you know, so everybody got a chance to kind of have their match showcased and do a face-to-face, and that is how we ended this week's go-home edition of NXT. Woo! Oh, my God. Cameron Grimes.
Still thinking about it.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, that's going to be the parting promo here in a few minutes that y'all are going to listen to. And I listened to that thing.
You already told me that. Well, before we, he was like, it's a prediction, it's a spoiler.
Yeah.
And I was like, I already knew. I was like, this is going to be the parting promo. I knew you had to tell me that because I knew it was coming.
I was working on the pre-production of that. And during pre-production, there's like, a listen to see if the beat's even gonna match up. Okay. Uh-huh. Laughing uncontrollably. Then there's a listen to see like if I need to slow either the music down or the talking down. Laughing. Then there's like the final, like, okay, got everything all matched up, got it all where I want it to be. Now I got it fine tuned. This is like the final listen. Uncontrollably laughing. Like, I've heard this thing four times in the last hour and a half, and every time it freaking kills me.
Hold on. Let me follow up with it. So Cameron Grimes was trending on Twitter after that last night.
Robin Hood.
Listen, so he said, I threw 36,432 in the ring tonight, but who's counting? Hashtag kiss my grits. Hashtag to the moon.
Did you see the thing where he was like, hey, I got into GameStop through Robinhood, so come join the app and we all get a free stock. Oh, man.
Good.
This man is amazing. So let's get the your thoughts in first, Miss Simi, on the show, and then we'll talk about a special topic here to wrap up the show. So your thoughts, just Miss Simi, on the overall show, TakeOver edition of NXT.
Great show. It was a perfect go-home show. All the pieces were just right. They fell into place. The storylines are cohesive. I cannot wait for Mercedes, Tony, and Io to beat the shit of each other. That's going to be great. Can't wait for Pete and Finn Balor. Johnny Gargano is just, he's just a joy. Oh, it's so funny. And then, of course, Cameron Grimes. Just a favorite. This is such a great show. I had a grand, grand time. Wing dang doodle, I might say.
the hashtag wasn't as deep as it normally is, but y'all missed a great one this week. Mo to the _ Reese, your thoughts, sir?
Always enjoy NXT. This was a great episode. This is a great show. I thoroughly enjoyed it from beginning to end. Also, another thing I meant to mention during the early Mo Meltzer segment. So Triple H was also asked about Pat McAfee, why he wasn't on TV. So Pat McAfee said that he, Triple H said that Pat got married recently, and also he just wanted some time just to breathe, you know, because he was doing like the Super Bowl and everything was coming up. So, but he just wanted some time to, you know, just to breathe and just spend time with his wife and everything. He said, because he said if he didn't, then he might be newly singled or something like that. So basically, he takes some time off and everything. He wanted some time away. So this gets him some good time. You know, he gets away. He can come back and, you know, do what he got to do and everything. But that's the reason why he was off of TV as well, too.
Oh. All right. So at this point, Mo to the _, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir, for your special discussion that you'd like to have this week on the NXT cast.
Oh, okay. So part of the reason why I enjoy this space is because, you know, like here, the push, things like that, we can talk about things that comes up with wrestlers and everything, and how we as fans feel about it. So there's an ongoing, so it's kind of, I don't know if this might be more fan driven and more than like really a beef or something like that, but Kiera Hogan, if you, for those who watch Impact, came out and said that Sasha had stole her idea with the blue wig and everything and things like that. Someone, Sasha stole her idea and everything. So there was this like kind of like opened up a deeper sense of resentment. She said this. They said her and Tasha still. So they met Sasha some years ago, and Sasha wasn't real nice to them. And there was a lot of things going around saying Sasha isn't nice to fans and things like that. And you know, Kiara was basically on the Insta Live. Her Tasha Steele was basically just running down Sasha, her husband, and just saying some real negative things and everything. And it was kind of just looking at it, just saying like how black women in the wrestling industry doesn't have a really, it's like a ceiling for them, but you have certain ones coming through, Naomi, Sasha, you know, Jacqueline broke down the barriers back in the day. You know, we have, you know, we only, it's like black women get cast in a special, in a different light with wrestling, so to speak. And I just wanted to talk about it because it was just kind of disturbing, just, you know, just seeing, I understand, you know, wrestlers like on all three, on all the shows, the indies, they all cross paths at some point in time. They all had interactions and things like that. And so, and I, you know, watched Kiara, you know, when she was definitely on the indies, and then she got signed to Impact, and then she kind of just definitely made a 180 in her, to how her look and everything, and she's definitely just on another spectrum. But it was just somebody's going to talk about, because we never really get to talk about those instances of what, where it's like, you know, we kind of like be in an exclusive space and everything, but you know, we don't need to have this infighting going on where it's like you see black women like going at each other with, you know, different companies and everything. But it was just kind of just a tough thing just to watch on that Insta Live. I only stayed on Kiara's Insta Live for like a couple minutes, and I was like, no, I'm out. I don't want to hear no more. Nothing like this.
It's a bad look, especially if you're going to do all this and we ain't going to get no match.
Exactly. Because because the wrestling girls, they had a room on Clubhouse. They was talking about it, and they was, one of some of the points were being made was that, you know, the Tasha Steeles and Kiara Hogan, they're the Impact Women's Tag Team Champions. So your main focus should be trying to get eyes on your product. You know, y'all tag team champions. You need to have, hey, let's get some viewers here. You know, things like that. And it's kind of like, it's fans instigating as well too, because first they wasn't going to address anything about Sasha, but the next thing you know, fans in the comment section, and you know how Insta Live, they go up and they say little comments and everything, so then they jumped into it and everything. It was like, you just fell for the bait. You could have just been like, we're not here to talk about Sasha. We're Impact Women's Tag Team Champions. We try to get, you know, defend our titles. You know, kind of get eyes on the product and everything so they can see, you know, y'all in action and everything, and y'all sitting there being messy like this and everything. And then what happens, say this, if you come into the WWE one day and you have to either you have to cross paths with Sasha, or she might develop some pull and later on in her run, and she'll be like, no, she don't want to work with her at all.
Yeah, see, might develop some pull. I think she got it already. Like, go ahead, Sammy.
The thing with her is that she's like, this isn't the first time she's done stuff like this. Like, it's not really fan, like, fan driven. Like, if you say, like, let's say, like the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B thing, a lot of that is fan driven. But this is her, because she did this with Ember Moon too. She said Ember Moon stole her look. And now she did that too. And it's like every chance that she gets, she finds a way to like try to shade Sasha and shit. And it's like, there is like this thing with like black women in wrestling, and especially with WWE, like there's a stealing, but there's so many of them that like support each other. Like, exactly. If you look at like Naomi, Bianca, Sasha, even Big Swole too, like she watches and she supports them too. Her and Nyla, like it's Kiara Hogan and this Tasha girl, it's their thing. And it's like, why do you have to be such a weird bitch? Especially for somebody who does not pay any mind. Because Sasha don't say shit about her.
Nope. And it's like, and it was also, and so some it was also another point was brought up, how, you know, Sasha just playing the character, and how we see what Sasha's into. Sasha likes anime, you know. She's on Star Wars. She's getting Star Wars money. Look, Sasha ain't got time of me.
She gonna give the command at the Daytona 500 on Sunday.
Right. She's mainstream. Sasha, look, let's think about how we saw Sasha just come up.
Sasha's ratchet to starting the Daytona 500, it's been a hell of a 7 years.
She definitely has came up in her own way and everything, and she's definitely on another level, and she's definitely getting that mainstream attention, you know.
And the jealousy is like crazy, and it's like maybe Sasha was not nice to you because you're not a nice person. Sometimes people just not going to be nice to you because you're a shit person. So, maybe it's a you problem,
right?
Like literally, even if the fans were doing all these comments, you could have said, "Listen, we're not here to talk about Sasha. We're here to talk about us. So if that's what you're here for, you can leave our lives." And that could have been it. Nobody would have said nothing about you. But like now, I'm not even interested in finding out about you. Not even interested in finding out about you and the tag teams and whatever it is you guys are doing. I don't even care. And that's a bad thing for you. Wanted attention, you're going to get the negative attention that you're looking for.
Exactly. And it's like you see, you know, Black women wrestlers, you know, have a hard time as is, you know, they, you know, yeah. So, you know, and it's just like, you know, like, listen, you two are, you know, made history. You know, build on that. Don't sit here and have a petty back and forth. You know, okay, you know, maybe Sasha was trying to, you know, people trying to, with wrestlers, some people, like fans, they think they're so entitled to just, you know, to like the wrestler's time and everything. Like if I was to see a wrestler out, if I was out and about and I seen the wrestler, you know, I would, you know, acknowledge them. I'd say, oh, that's so-and-so, you know, and it wouldn't even like, you know, try to bother them, you know, and, you know, if you get a chance to just to talk to them, that's cool and everything. It's no real it's like you can get the interaction every day, but you don't want to, you know, it's like that's their time. You don't want to just sit there and be like, you know, don't be all there talking about wrestling and everything. I'm like, no, I'm like, you see them out, they have lives too, you know, they entertain us on TV, yes, but at the same time, let them live their life as well too. So it's like, you know, people getting up in the airports and you know, asking questions, you know, trying to get autographs. I was like, you know, leave them alone.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like with social media, it's giving people such, because
that too,
like giving such an access to them because you could just tweet them. So it's giving them a sense of entitlement, like they have to be there. No, they don't. If they don't want to take a picture with you, they don't want to take a picture with you. They're people. Like even Sasha said that. Like she's like, if you know you see me randomly out at the movies, if you see me randomly after dinner, it's okay to be like, hey, what's up? You're cool. I'll take a picture. But where it gets creepy is like, bitch, how do you know what airport they're at?
Exactly. Wait,
how do you know what hotel they're at? That is creepy. Right. That's creep shit. And that's where I'm here with her. Like, no, I'm not going to take a picture with you at the airport because you stalked me here. It's like, it's not like you were going on a trip and I'm here and then we run into each other. No. You looked to see where I was gonna be and came there. That's creep shit. I don't like that.
Right, me either. It's like, you know, and like you just said, you know, they out living their lives and everything. You know, yeah, you can speak to them and just say, oh, I saw so-and-so at the mall or at the movies or out the dinner, but keep it moving. You know, let them wrestlers enjoy their lives. They not on camera, they not in their character, they in their own element trying to enjoy life. You know, let them breathe, let them, you know, let them be human for once.
You can just be like, hey, I think you're really dope. Bye.
I just want you to say, hey, you know, I just want to say hello or to say I'm a big fan and just keep it moving. Or you can just say, I just saw them at dinner. And it was like, and it's like 9 times out of 10, they'll see it on social media and they'll say something, but they'll see it on social media and they'll say, you know, oh, okay, you know, they was like, well, sometimes they'll say, why you ain't say hi? You're like, well, you know, you out in your own element, so we won't want to bother you. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, you can say hi, you know, it's not, you know, we can say hi, but sometimes, like, you know, you just want to just let them live life, let them enjoy themselves. And that's just the whole thing about this whole Kiara thing. I was like, and I was like, come on, I was like, you know, what, you to be great, but at the same time, you want to be on that other side. You want to be one of those other Negroes.
It's like that there can only be one Highlander bullshit. Like, no, stop.
I'm like, come on, we trying to get more, we trying to see more representation, you know, and you know, Sasha breaking down barriers, you know, doing things and everything. So, you know, and then that's when I think Littlefoot was in the clubhouse room too, and she said, you know, they might try that with Sasha, but they won't try that shit with, like, you know, with Naomi or something like that. And I was like, yeah, that's definitely true.
The thing with Naomi is that they will try really hard to discredit her. They do that so much. And it's just like, yo, you see how Naomi trends like all the time just for being great. Just because she was cute on the Tuesday, so she trended. Like, so, but they try really hard to like discredit her. And it's like, what the jealousy? And it's so like, I'm like, why are you so insecure? Please go see a therapist.
Yes.
It's just like, it's so weird. It's like, stop.
And you don't need to do that. And another thing is, Impact might need to get some leadership, somebody in a leadership role back there in that locker room to kind of like, hey, reel that shit in. You know, you ain't got to be, you need to be focused on the show tonight. You ain't got to be on live talking about somebody in another promotion, not like
somebody
that.
Husband ugly, made fun of her depression.
Someone Sasha don't talk about her depression. I'm like, Sasha had a whole doc tell her why she stepped away from the WWE those months. She talked about it. She opened herself up. And she basically was saying how she felt about how people just, you know, expected her, you know, they were expecting so much from her and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, like she put that out there for all of us to see. Like, hey, I'm going through stuff too, you know.
She talks about it all the time. And then just to like to make like jabs at her like ending Paige's career and all that stuff. It's like that's so ugly.
Right.
That's a low blow, man. Knowing that how they were really good friends and knowing that was just, you know, total mishap and accident.
That's what was going on. They was basically like saying, you know, talking about that, I was like, yo, y'all are some
caddies. Yeah, because, you know, there's a definite scarlet letter that gets put on you when you injure someone in the ring.
Yeah.
And it can happen several times, right?
Right. Yeah.
But for the wrestlers themselves, especially like if you end somebody's career, like if we were to actually get a Samoa Joe breakdown of when he hurt Tyson Kidd, that man would probably break down and cry, because that's not what anybody's in the business for, is not to hurt each other. And for them to kind of use that as a dig at her. Yeah, that's super low, man. Because if you've ever seen D'Lo Brown talk about hurting draws,
he definitely breaks.
It's not something that they come around and they gloat about, like, oh, yeah, I ended this person's career. Right. No.
That's not to be taken lightly.
Right. And for them to try to just use that as a dig and another way to prove their point over her, that's super low mean girl stuff.
Yeah, that's what they did, and it was just like why are y'all just being real? That's like just mean, that's like the whole mean girl trope and everything. It's like it's not even needed, you know.
Right.
Y'all, like, you know, Sasha is a champion. She's, you know, on TV every week, you know, amazing fans, you know, doing mainstream things. You, on the other hand, ma'am, are in a promotion that's on that a network that's not in a lot of homes in the U.S., and you're basically on live, you know, trying to bring another woman down. And I was like, you know, Naomi, it's like when a couple of women's, like, business don't want to get into it, but it was just like this. I was like, as wrestling fans, I was like, come on now. Like, we definitely need to, like, it's something that you definitely, like, need to say, like somebody to talk to Kiera, like, listen, you need to, like, let this whole thing with Sasha go and just focus on your career. Because who's to say y'all might talk, cross paths?
Right. You never know, because no matter what anybody tells you. The whole goal is to get to the WWE. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't wrestling in WWE, you're looking at them with one eye on that, right? And eventually you may get there, and then you're going to end up with the Matt Riddle situation where you're going to come in with nuclear heat and you ain't going to have nobody in the back to look out for you. So when they start booking you dirty, you ain't going to have nobody speaking up like, hey, you know what? Y'all need to not do that to this person because they're really talented. Let's go in a different direction. Nope. Everybody going to remember what
you're
you said.
You're a black girl, so you're already starting at a deficit. Right? A dark-skinned black girl, so you're starting at a deficit already.
Everybody going to be like, oh, remember what she said about Sasha? And just let her keep twisting.
So who was it that Sasha had beef with? Sasha had beef with somebody.
Alexa Bliss.
The thing with that, she had beef with Alexa Bliss, and she was like, and the thing is, they squashed it, but she said that even if she had to wrestle her, she would do it because she's a professional, you know? Yeah. So Sasha's like, she's a professional. It wasn't like how Seth said he wasn't going to wrestle Matt Riddle at all in his WWE career, but they squashed their problems, and then you saw what happened to Royal Rumble. We got mixed up and everything. So, like I said, but you never know. And then it's like they do cross paths, and it's gonna be like, you know, it's like Sasha hadn't really acknowledged it. Sasha's like, I'm on my own thing. You know, I'm good here. You know, she's not really gonna acknowledge it, but at the same time, it's like I'm sure. She probably didn't heard about it. She didn't heard about it from her own circle and everything. She probably just like rolled her eyes or whatever. However, she probably thought about it, but it's just, you know, it's just disheartening to see. And I want Kiara to do better, you know, because I was like I said, fan of her when she was wrestling in the indies, and you know, she had her original gimmick, but now she then switched her a new gimmick and everything. So
yeah, now see, if this was a situation where this was like Mustafa Ali and Kofi, where they ran each other down, but they ran each other down based on, hey, guess what? I was on fire. I got hurt. Then you slid in and took my opportunity. And, you know, Kofi's like, well, damn, I didn't know you was that mad. But, you know, I had the back and forth or whatever. You know, that's one thing because you can go on live. But, you know, eventually they're going to wrestle each other. And all of that stuff will have a payoff. This,
like, it's kayfabe,
right? This for Kiara Hogan is like what Miss Simi is saying. It's not gonna pay off for her. It's only gonna create a bigger deficit for Impact and her going forward, because now every time somebody hears her name, they're gonna be like, "Oh, that's the girl who was talking shit about Sasha Banks."
And also, when it came out with Sammy Guevara said about Sasha, about what he wanted to do to her, and she was like, I think she laughed at it, or was like kind of like, I don't know if she liked it or something like that. Something they said she was like laughing at what Sammy had said and everything. And so, and there was another thing people had was like kind of like salvaged on her because of that. And I was like, yo, come on, Kiara, we gotta do much better than that, you know.
Yeah,
it's like this thing, you gotta let it go. For somebody who just does not acknowledge you, you need to let it go. Whatever slight you think happened, maybe she gave you the cold shoulder one time, let it go, leave it. Just like those guys who are mad that, like, you know, the black girl in fucking fifth grade made fun of you because you like the anime, baby, let it go. You're
oh my goodness, yes. Yes, they talk about some black girls didn't like me because I like anime. I was like, dude, it's because
you were 11 and you were Naruto running after me. Of course I'm not gonna like you. Stop. Let it go.
Please. Well, can you imagine, you know, a young Simi being chased by a dude like an anime.
Listen, all right. you gotta grow up sometime.
Right.
You just have to grow up. Because you, all this attention, it might feel good to see maybe your name trending on Twitter or whatever, but you read those comments, it's not going to be for the right thing, and you're going to regret it.
Right, and then you're going to be thinking like, oh, you know, I said this and that, and it's like, yeah, and then y'all cross paths, and Sasha going to be like, by the time y'all cross paths, Sasha going to be in that, on that roadway, she's going to have some pull, and she'll be like, exactly. No, like, who, what, no. She like to talk trash about me. Or she'll probably be like, you know what? I'll wrestle her, but I'm not going to make it easy for her.
So. Thank you, Mota underscore Reese. That was a great discussion.
No problem. I couldn't even get a word on a Clubhouse thing. So I was like, you know what? Let me hit dog. I'm going to say, hey, I said, you want to talk about something? I said, let me crash NXT cast. I want to talk about something.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so
I said, Simi, don't hit me with a chin, Simi. I'm just coming to crash your show.
Sweet chin music.
Like, Simi.
So at this point in time, Mr. Mota the underscore Reese as our guest, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir, for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to you and Simi every week. Y'all bring it, and I enjoy. I'm telling you, I'll be on the raw cast. I'm like, yo, Simi is hilarious. I love Simi. Simi be laughing, and she like, you know, she's so awesome. I said, Simi is just great talking wrestling. I love hearing you every week. I was gonna say the thing about Jay too. I said, I love hearing women, you know, who's like wrestling like with us. And they talk about it and everything. I don't want to hear, like, you meet women like, oh, I used to like The Rock back in the day. Stone Cold was my man and The Undertaker. And I was like, what about that? Oh, I started watching wrestling years ago. I was like, there's a lot more wrestlers that you can like. Right. I said, look, we bring our eyes back to the Raw cast because Damian Priest is on there.
Yeah, it's fine as hell.
See, I said we bring an eye to the Raw cast. So now they suffered the Raw cast with us, but they check it out when Damian Priest is gone. They say, okay, I'm going to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. After, let's see, after the Naomi match with Shayna, everybody stopped tweeting. Yep. It was like, did the show just end? Yeah.
So everybody was like, okay, we done here.
I think everybody tapped out on Raw at the same exact time.
I was just watching. I was just like, I'm done. I'm done with this for the night. I said, I'll just watch it, but I ain't gonna really put too much into it. I said, I'll talk about it on the pod for what I saw, but I'm not gonna really tweet about it because I'm done. I'm done for the night.
It was in the background. I was like, never mind.
Yeah, but seriously, Don and Simi, both of you are great. Shout out to everybody else who I shout out. If you listen to the Raw cast, you get my shout outs. But I'm just a guest this week on NXT cast, so that's it.
Miss Simi, your shout outs and thank yous, ma'am.
Well, shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to our illustrious guest, Mr. Motu underscore Reese. It was great to have you on. Love hearing your laughs and your cakes. Thank you for bringing us out to your conversation because I was going to talk about it.
I was sitting and heard about it, but you didn't heard and you was right. I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. I said, Simi always come through. That's what I'm talking about.
The dark cast, I called her a weirdo bitch because she is. Watch out for that. Speaking of which, shout out to the patrons for paying a little extra to listen to me rant about things and call people weird. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to you guys in the hashtags. And shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. Just one good time because I love her.
I still haven't seen that video because you was like, watch for Megan, but you can skip the baby. I was like,
you can. Because just watch for her. When he's on,
I've been watching Cardi's video because I like Cardi's song and everything. But yes. I haven't seen Crybaby. I like the Crybaby song, but I just want to see Megan.
The video's fly though. Oh, okay. I'm just good on the baby, but the video is really, really good. She's like a cute black Barbie. Ooh, it's adorable.
Oh, okay. Got you. We'll check it out.
Run up them numbers.
I'd like to give a big shout out to our guest, Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, for dropping by the NXT cast, helping us preview TakeOver Vengeance Day. Please use the hashtag HBKCast to share your commentary with color on Valentine's Day. Ooh. As we watch.
Get booed up and watch some wrestling too.
Yeah, as we watch TakeOver. Watch it for me, I'm going to be at work. Should be a lot of fun.
We gotta do better with you getting off, having off on the pay-per-views. Listen,
one day I'm just gonna be like, I need to take off. Why WrestleMania's here? Shut up.
Like, I need to be off for that Sunday.
Well, it's gonna suck for you now because, well, just take the Sunday because you're usually off on Monday since it's a 2-day ordeal. So they're doing Saturday and Sunday, I guess.
Yeah, I mean they should do that from now on. You know, split it up instead of having like a whole hour. You sitting there by hour four, like, oh, this is still going on. We still got like 10 matches to go.
I don't have time to watch an 18-hour wrestling program. That's too long.
I said, shoot, Wrestle Kingdom is broken up into 2 days, and y'all did the pandemic WrestleMania. I'm like, keep that formula, please.
Yeah. Again, like Miss Simi said, travel over there to the Patreon page at patreon.com. Check out the Dark Match where we review AEW Dynamite, and you'll also hear some pre and post show conversations from all the recordings here on the WrestleCast Network. Always a lot of fun, a lot of good content, extra content over on the Dark Match. Go to cspn.us, click on the tab that says keep our podcast free. Support the podcast by doing some shopping with any of our sponsors, so some of your purchase will come back to help keep NXT Cast, the WrestleCast, RawCast, SmackDown Matters, Cast of Strong Style, and all the shows on the CSPN free of charge each and every week. Shout out to Miss J to the Max, Miss Didi Jonay, Sam, Greg, Miss Cammy D, always in the hashtags, showing out. Kylie Ren.
I love when I leave the hashtag. Go ahead.
all of the major players that have been rocking with us since the inception of all these hashtags and tweeting and sharing their commentary with color. We definitely appreciate each and every one of you, and we hope to see you on Sunday. Remember, for the pre-show, use the hashtag say no to pre-shows, and then it's the HBK cast for our official NXT live tweet. So for our guest, Mr. Mo to the _ Reese, and my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Woo, see you in the hashtags.
Watch to moon.
And I said, why do I even wrestle if I can just play video games? So then, I ran out of video games. I had to go to this place. And I found this store. It was called GameStop. Man, I walked into GameStop. And when I opened those doors, those lights, they just hit a little different. And I thought, if there was anything that Cameron Grimes would put his money in, it would be a fine establishment like GameStop. Well, turns out Cameron Grimes is at the right place at the right time because it went parabolic. But in layman terms, that means it went to the moon. Money, I didn't know what else to do with it, but turns out there's this thing, they're making money now for dogs, and they got this thing called dog coins. And tell you the truth, I never did trust a kitty cat. I knew if they got 9 lives, they can't be up to good. So I invested in dog coin, and I'm even more rich. I'm so rich, there ain't nobody that can tell me anything now. Mr. Regal, you think you gonna tell me something? Well, I'm gonna tell you something. You can kiss my grits, Mr. Regal. You think I'm gonna wrestle Dexter Lumis? You can kiss my grits. You think I'm gonna wrestle zombies? You can kiss my grits. Power. Well, now
much money. It ain't even that funny. It's hilarious.